Brilliance Audio presents Shelter in Place by Nora Roberts. Performed by January Lavoy. In memory of my grandmother with the bright red hair. Part 1. Innocence Lost. No acquisitions of guilt can compensate the loss of that solid inward comfort of mind, which is the sure companion of innocence and virtue. Nor can in the least balance the evil of that horror and anxiety which, in their room, guilt introduces into our bosoms. Henry Fielding. Chapter 1. On Friday, July 22, 2005, Simone Knox ordered a large Fanta, orange, to go with her popcorn and Swedish fish. The choice, her standard night at the movies fare, changed her life, and very likely saved it. Still, she'd never drink Fanta again. But at that moment, she only wanted to settle down in the theater with her two best friends forever and lose herself in the dark. Because her life, currently and absolutely for the rest of the summer, and maybe for all time, sucked beyond infinity. The boy she loved, the boy she'd dated exclusively for 7 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days, the boy she'd imagined cruising through her upcoming senior year with, hand in hand, heart to heart, had dumped her. In a text. Done wasting time, 'cause I got to be with somebody ready to be all the way with me, and that's not you, so we are done. See you. Certain he couldn't have meant it. She'd tried to call him, but he didn't answer. She'd texted 3 times, humiliating herself. Then she'd gone to his MySpace page. Humiliation was too weak a word for what she suffered. Traded in the old defective model for a hot new one. Simone out, Tiffany in. Shook off a loser, and I'll be rolling through the summer and into senior year with the hottest girl in the class of 2006. His post, with pictures, had already generated comments. She might have been smart enough to know he'd ordered his friends to say mean, ugly things about her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?